Peace talks between the Philippine government and Muslim rebels resume in Malaysia Monday. There is renewed hope from both sides that a final settlement to more than 30 years of separatist conflict in the south is within reach. The talks will open with a new player at the negotiating table, the United States. Malaysia and longtime Philippine ally, the United States, had been working behind the scenes for weeks to get talks restarted. The high-level diplomatic effort paid off when Philippine President Gloria Arroyo used her annual State of the Nation speech Monday to announce her government will resume negotiations with the Moro Islamic Liberation Front rebels on August 4th. Negotiations came to a halt 6 months ago when a ceasefire agreement collapsed after the government accused the MILF rebels of links to terrorists and kidnapping plots. President Arroyo ordered a military offensive against the group and threatened to include it on the international terrorist list. A surge of violence erupted in the southern island of Mindanao, with dozens of civilians killed in clashes between both sides and bombings. The rebels eventually called a unilateral ceasefire and renounced terrorism. But the government said the MILF was still not sincere about wanting peace in its 30-year separatist struggle. At an impasse, President Gloria Arroyo met with both Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad in Tokyo and his deputy Abdullah Ahmad Badawi in Manila last month. After those meetings, Malaysia, which has facilitated talks since 2001, offered to send peacekeepers to the troubled south. But analysts say it was U.S. support for the peace process that tipped the balance. During Ms. Arroyo's visit to Washington in May, President Bush pledged to give at least $30 million to rehabilitate and develop the impoverished South, but only if the two sides reach a final peace deal. Washington would also be sending an observer to the talks. Analysts say the pressure from the United States, especially in disbursement of the aid money, has prompted the government to soften its stance on the Moro rebels. Professor Julkipli Wadi of the University of the Philippines Islamic Institute says the U.S. role is a boost to the peace process.
We have been going to Kuala Lumpur for several years. Nothing happened. And the United States has been coming in as an indirect partner of the Philippines for the past 50 years or so, by in fact providing arms to the government. So in other words, it has been in fact involved. The negotiation would be, I think, would be a bit serious than before, because there will be now a third party that would be respected by both parties. Because the problem with the past, the dominant party like the government can just dismiss anything.
The MILF had earlier welcomed U.S. participation in the talks. The resumption of the peace negotiations comes as the government faces allegations of corruption in the military, including the alleged sale of arms to Muslim rebels. Analysts say the failed mutiny Sunday by soldiers who are veterans of the war in the South have again highlighted the need to address the bigger problems there. Underdevelopment, poverty, and lack of political representation for the country's Muslim minority. Miriam Ferrer is the director of the Third World Studies Center at the University of the Philippines.
It's going to be very difficult to address these concerns if you're fighting a war at the same time. The solutions can only prosper if our resources are not being used up in political conflicts, in armed conflicts. But it's also because the war cannot really be won simply through military confrontation, given the fact that the problems are really deep-rooted and have to be addressed in terms of more thoroughgoing and more comprehensive social and economic reforms.
The talks Monday are not expected to touch on political issues yet. Negotiations will focus on security measures and economic development programs, issues that had already been agreed upon when the talks fell apart earlier this year. Hedda Baron, VOA News, Hong Kong.